welcomes you to Prophetic Declarations Hour. This is your set time for alignment, for realignment, and for divine establishment. Today, destiny shall be corrected, purposes shall be revealed, and lives shall be rooted in God's eternal counsel.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. This is tape 010926. Welcome to another powerful moment in the presence of God. This is Prophetic Declarations Hour over the people, coming to you with prayers, with prophetic declarations, and biblical counsel. I am Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich, and I declare that as you listening today, the power of God, God's word, will locate you, transform you, strengthen you, and position you for greater fruitfulness. If you believe it, say amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Thank you for bringing us safely through the previous month that has ended. Thank you, Father Lord, for preservation. Thank you for life. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for provision. Thank you for every battle you fought for us. Thank you for every danger you deliver us from. Thank you for every prayer you answered. Thank you even for those prayers whose answers are still unfolding. Father, we are grateful. As we enter this new month of September 2026, we commit our lives, our families, our businesses, our ministries, our careers, our relationships, and our destiny into your hands. Let this month be a month of divine wisdom, a month of divine exposure, a month of divine correction, a month of divine restoration and supernatural fruitfulness. Open our eyes to every little fox operating around our lives. Give us grace to recognize them. Give us courage to confront them. Give us discipline to remove them. And give us wisdom to protect everything you have planted in us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Today's topic is dealing with little foxes. That is the theme for the month, for the new month of September. And the scripture focus is from the book of Songs of Solomon, chapter 2 and verse 15. And I read, it says, "Take us, the foxes, the little foxes that spoiled vines, for our vines have tender grapes." Hallelujah. And quickly, I want us to have some reflections over today's topic, the month's theme, and also the scripture focus for the day. Dealing with little foxes. Beloved, welcome to the month of September 2026. I want to say happy new month to you wherever you are. This is a new month and we must begin with thanksgiving. God has brought us through another month. There were things we understood and there were things we did not understand. There were prayers that received immediate answers and there were prayers whose answers are still unfolding. There were victories we celebrated and there were battles God fought for us that we never even knew about. But through it all, God remained faithful. Glory to God. Now we are entering September with a very important spiritual assignment, dealing with little foxes. The scripture says, Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. Notice something important. The scripture does not only talk about foxes, it talks about little foxes. Why? Because sometimes the things capable of destroying something great do not begin as great things. They begin small, a little compromise, a little bitterness, a little anger, a little dishonesty, a little gossip, a little pride, a little laziness, a little prayerlessness, a little distraction, a little procrastination, a little wrong association, a little disobedience, a little indiscipline, and because it is little, we ignore it. But the problem is not always how little the fox is. The question is, what is the fox capable of spoiling? A little leak can eventually sink a great vessel. A little crack can eventually weaken a building. A little neglected problem can eventually become a major crisis. And this is why God is saying to us this September, deal with the little foxes. There may be things in your life that you have tolerated for too long. There may be attitudes you have defended. There may be habits you have normalized. There may be relationships you have refused to evaluate. There may be distractions consuming the time you should have invested in your destiny. There may be compromises you have called insignificant. But this month, God is opening your eyes. Your vine must not be spoiled. There is fruitfulness in you. There are gifts in you. There is an assignment in you. There are dreams in you. There is a future in you. There are people whose lives will be touched through you. There are generations connected to your obedience. Therefore, protect your vineyard. Do not wait until a little problem becomes a major crisis. Do not wait until prayerlessness becomes spiritual coldness. Do not wait until bitterness destroys a relationship. Do not wait until financial indiscipline creates a crisis. Do not wait until distraction steals years from your destiny. Do not wait until wrong associations corrupt your value. This September, deal with them. Deal with each of them. Deal with it now. This September, we are asking God, Lord, show me what I have not seen. Lord, expose what I have tolerated. Lord, give me courage to correct what needs correction. Lord, help me protect my vineyard. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Quickly, we are going for prophetic declarations. Now, wherever you are, lift your hands to the Lord. Open your heart and receive these declarations by faith. Stand in your office. God has placed me, and by the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon my life, and by the power and the authority of the word of God, I declare over your life today, and especially for this month, that every little fox assigned against your destiny is exposed. Every hidden compromise is exposed. Every destructive habit is exposed. Every wrong attitude is exposed. Every ungodly influence is exposed. Every distraction stealing your time is exposed. Every relationship weakening your spiritual life is exposed. Every seed of bitterness is uprooted. Every seed of unforgiveness is uprooted. Every seed of pride is uprooted. Every seed of fear is uprooted. Every seed of laziness is uprooted. Every seed of procrastination is uprooted. Every pattern of spiritual negligence is broken from your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and I declare, your vine shall not be spoiled. Your prayer life shall flourish. Your faith shall flourish. Your family shall flourish. Your marriage shall flourish. Your ministry shall flourish. Your business shall flourish. Your career shall flourish. Your gifts shall flourish. Your calling shall flourish. Your finances shall flourish. Your purpose shall flourish. What God has planted in your life shall produce fruits. What God has started in your life shall not be destroyed. What God has ordained for you shall not be hijacked. No little fox shall spoil your harvest. No hidden compromise shall destroy your future. No wrong association shall derail your destiny. No distraction shall consume your years. No spiritual weakness shall overcome you. You are preserved. You are strengthened. You are renewed. You are fruitful. You are advancing. You are moving forward. And I declare that September shall be a month of divine exposure, a month of divine correction, a month of divine restoration, a month of divine wisdom, a month of divine fruitfulness. Every area of your life that has become stagnant shall receive fresh life. In the mighty name of Jesus, every good thing that has been dying shall receive restoration. Every place where you have lost focus shall receive divine direction. Every place where you have been weak shall receive strength. Every place where you have been confused shall receive clarity. Every place where you have been delayed shall receive divine intervention. Your season of greater fruitfulness has come. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Quickly, I want you to have this counseling insight. Beloved, I want you to listen carefully. What you tolerate repeatedly can eventually become what controls you. Not every problem needs a miracle. Not every problem needs prayer. Some problems need discipline. Some need boundaries. Some need repentance, some need counsel. Some need you to simply say, enough is enough. You cannot continually feed what you are praying for God to remove. If a habit is destroying you, confront it. If your relationship is weakening your value, establish boundaries. If your tongue is creating problems, discipline your words. If procrastination is stealing your opportunities, change your routine. If distractions are consuming your attention, take back control of your time. If spiritual weakness has entered your life, return to the place of prayer and the word of God. And if you need help, seek godly counsel. There's no shame in asking for help. The wise person does not wait for small problems to become a disaster. Deal with the little foxes while they are still little. Amen and amen. I want to believe that this simple counsel has helped somebody or will help somebody. In closing, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for this powerful moment in your presence. Thank you for opening our eyes to the little foxes. Give us grace, not merely to identify them, but to deal with them this month. Give us discipline to make the necessary changes. Give us courage to walk away from what must be removed. Give us wisdom to protect our vineyard. Let our lives become increasingly fruitful. Let our family flourish. Let our ministry flourish. Let our businesses flourish. Let our gifts flourish. Let our destiny flourish. And Father, let nothing destroy the good things you have planted in our lives. We declare that our vines shall blossom, our lives shall bear fruits, our destiny shall speak, our purpose shall be fulfilled, and our lives shall bring glory to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want to say once more, Before you go, September will not swallow your harvest. September will not swallow your joy. September will not swallow your destiny. September will produce fruitfulness for you. I declare, you shall flourish. You will prosper. You will advance. You will recover. You will increase. You will finish well. Every little fox around your vineyard is removed. Your testimony shall be greater than your trials. Your harvest shall be greater than your labor. Your victory shall be greater than your battles. And before this month comes to an end, you will have reasons to return to God with thanksgiving. Your vine shall flourish. Your fruit shall remain, and your destiny shall not be wasted. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. This has been Prophetic Declarations Hour over the people everywhere with Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich. Remember, pray the scripture, live the word, walk in wisdom, and win in life. Please help me to share this tape with as many people as possible. The more you share the tape, the more you too, you are being blessed. And I pray over everyone who has been a blessing to our ministry by giving, payment of tithe, giving of offerings, sacrifices here and there. Lord Almighty Father, we open this month to you. It will take you to greater places. God will bless you beyond your imaginations, and all your desires shall be translated to your testimonies. You will walk in the miraculous this month in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. In case you need to get in touch with me, get me on +234 9022 352 and 952. Amen. Until we meet again, keep praying, keep believing, keep declaring God's word, and keep winning. God bless you, God keep you, God preserve you, and God make your September wonderfully fruitful. Happy new month to you. Shalom, shalom, and shalom. Amen.